Tonight is the Loves Yahrzeit, and as we do each year, we give different shiurim by Talmidim of the Rav in his memory. The Gemara says, "Kovid gadol ashalo b'mersa gemara b'vakama alam shor shim yeshiva al kivro," and by saying his divrei Torah, "Sosos medovros b'kever." So there's no, especially a man who personified Torah, there could be no more appropriate tribute than to say over his Kedushay Torah, or based on his Kedushay Torah. And we're going to start with Rabbi Herschel Leichman, who's done a lot to promote the Rav's Torah. He has many svarim, Sukkah, Bava Kama, Madam Shvuis, Yevamis, Brachas. I think they caught all of them. Rabbi Leichman.
Shukarach Rav Kanak. I want to give you a special thank you for the beautiful Haggadah of the Rav that you've given out. It's a very, very wonderful work, and everybody really enjoys it. I wanted to talk about one of the questions that the Rav talks about in the Haggadah. I happened to hear the Shir, I guess it wasn't, maybe, I don't know if it was the only time he spoke about it, but I heard it in the Shir, and I see the Haggadah, he also talks about this question. Question is very basic question. If you look at the four cups of wine, Yerushalmi says that the reason we have the four cups is connected Abal Shanot Shel Gula, Vodseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti. These are four missions that Moshe Rabbeinu was charged with when he was sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu to be in Parshas Ve'eru. However, when you look at the Parsha, after it says Lakachti Ashamli La'am, the next pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ve'vesi eschem el ha'aretz." I will bring you, the Jewish people, to Eretz Israel. Now, that's clearly was a goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to get to Eretz Israel. It's mentioned very clearly as a fundamental part of the mission. So, why did Chazal not introduce a fifth coast for Bias Haaretz, for coming to Eretz Israel? If you ask an average Jew, what is the concept of Jewish redemption, I'm sure he'd say, to get to the land of Israel. So, what happened to that fifth cup? It's missing. That's the question. Corollary question is that in the Rambam in particular, the Rambam mentions an option of having a fifth cup. He says, if you want, you can make a fifth cup, and you could put the Halal Agadah, or the Kitovs, Kilo and Chazdo, on that fifth cup. So, in that particular case of the Rambam, Manashech, if the Rambam was working with all five Lashonos of Gula, he should have been Machayev us, he should have obligated us in the fifth cup. And if he doesn't accept the fifth Lashon of Hevesi, so then he shouldn't have a fifth cup at all, like all of us. So why does the Rambam come up with this in-between optional fifth cup? Okay, so the Shir I heard from the Rav about the basic question, why is that coming to Eretz Israel, which is part of Moshe Rabbeinu's mission, why is that not commemorated in a fifth kos at the night of the Seder? So he said something which I thought at the time was very startling, but okay. He said that the mission of Moshe Rabbeinu in Yetzias Mitzrayim was to, by taking the Jews out of Egypt, to produce an Am Hashem, nation of God, and the Lekach Yaskem Lila'am. So that mission is achieved when we got the Torah at Har Sinai. We became the Am Hashem. Coming to Israel after that has nothing to do with the core mission. The core mission is to take these slaves and make them God's people, and God's people are the people of the Torah. So that's what the Kachi Eschem Lila'am. And coming to Israel is a mitzvah, it's a nice thing, but it's like any other mitzvah, okay? It's a nice thing. It doesn't define the core mission. That's what he said in that speech I heard. Okay, I thought, you know, it was very startling as a religious Zionist that I am. I found it very startling to say that that living the nation of Israel should be in Israel is really not the core, because, you know, our slogan is Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yisrael. But that particular speech, he split Eretz Yisrael off from Am Yisrael and Torah Yisrael. Did not explain what the Rambam's idea of an optional fifth cup is. However, by thinking about what the Rav said, I thought that this is her against the Rashi and the Ramban, the famous Ramban and the Rashi, in the second parasha of Kriya Shema, after the Torah warns us that if we don't fulfill the commandments, we'll lose Eretz Yisrael. So it says, "V'avadetem me'erem al ha'aretz," and then it says, "V'samtem es devora eila levavchem, u'kishavtem otam lotol yetchem." So Rashi says, why did the Torah go into the mitzvos after losing Eretz Yisrael? So you should be mechuyev to keep mitzvos outside Eretz Yisrael. So that would be okay. It's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi adds, the reason you're supposed to keep the mitzvos in galus, kedei shelo yiyu lechem chadashim. They shouldn't be new when you come back. It's a funny pshat. Keeping mitzvahs, so to speak, to practice them. We come back to Eretz Yisrael with a geula, we know what to do. So Ramban jumps on this Rashi, and he says, you see from this Rashi, he's quoting the Chazal, that it's not, that really the main place for a Jew to perform all the mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. And the mitzvahs that we do in Chutz La'aretz are lower level. There's something missing in those mitzvahs that we do, Chutz La'aretz. They're not performed in the right place. Eretz Yisrael is the real place. Now, according to that Ramban, how can you say that it's not a core concept in being Jewish and having the Torah? Clearly it is. It's based, and the Ramban quotes this Gemara, "Mi shadah b'chutz la'aretz ki'ilu ein lo Eloha." Someone's in Chutz La'aretz is missing his relationship with God. So, V'kach Eschem Li La'am, according to this Ramban, clearly means to get the Torah and fulfill it in the right place, in Eretz Yisrael. So that first, so what the Rav said, that Eretz Yisrael is a nice, wonderful thing, but it's not the core. It's not like we call Ikore Emuna, the foundation of our faith. The foundation of our faith is Torah. Eretz Yisrael is ancillary. According to this Ramban, it's not true. According to this Ramban, it's a core part of the faith. It's an ikar. It's a yisod. This is where we're supposed to do the mitzvahs. So what would you say, according to the Ramban, why didn't the Chazal introduce the fifth cup for the Haviyosef of being to Eretz Yisrael, Beis Yeschem El Aretz? So, I saw in the Haggadah that the Rav has a short paragraph, and he says, the reason is, it is a central part of Judaism, the land of Israel. It definitely is a central part of the faith. But it's not always there, because we go into Galus. So therefore, when we drink the four cups, these four cups, nowadays, that we don't have Eretz Yisrael, the first four cups, or the first four Lashonos of Gula, are irrevocable. Once a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vartesi, Vitzalti, Vugalti, Vilakachti, no matter what happens to the Jews, those things don't change. Reb Chaim Biska said, a Jew can never become an Eved, even if he's in a slave labor camp, but his neshama, his essence is free. A Jew can't become halachically an Eved Kanani. He's mufka from the concept of Abdus. That, I took it out of Abdus, was something became endemic to Jewish identity. It can never be rescinded. Chiras Yisrael is also not rescindable. It cannot be rescinded, no matter what the Christians say, or the Muslims. It's a done deal, never to be changed. We are Am Hashem, no matter what happens. And in fact, I think that they use this as a riot. They say, well, look, you lost Eretz Yisrael, so obviously God has abandoned you. But that's not true. Eretz Yisrael we can lose, but the connection of Am Hashem is independent of that. So that's forever. However, since we do sometimes, God forbid, lose Eretz Yisrael, so the Rav said that without Eretz Yisrael, you can't make a cup to sing the praises God gave us Eretz Yisrael. Look, we blew it. We're out of the land. So there's no coast when there's galus. However, he says, I in the Haggadah, he writes, he says, he's sure, I guess he means according to the Ramban, he's sure that there should have been a fifth cup, and when there would be, when there was for approximately 800-900 years, a Beis HaMikdash, no doubt when the Jew made a Seder and by Swishin by Sheni, he drank a fifth cup, connected the gift of Eretz Yisrael. That's what he writes. So, maybe. But there's a kasha, particularly in the Rambam, because the Rambam, he says four cups, and he gives you the option of the fifth cup. So, are we going to say that according to the Rambam also that in... So, you know, again, Rabbi, we're not going to get into this whole question. Where did the Rambam put Eretz Yisrael? He does not count it as a mitzvah. So anyway, there are two approaches. It's from one extreme to the other. Moshe Feinstein, he feels that the Rambam Taka doesn't think living in Eretz Yisrael is such an important central thing. It's a mitzvah which happens to function sometimes. And he writes that he doesn't think there's a mitzvah. The Rambam never counted it. And there's only noig sometimes. And since you're in Golos, there's no mitzvah. As I described your Moshe in a tshuva. So obviously he doesn't think it's Ikare Amuna like the Ramban, because if that were the case, how could he say there's no obligation basically to live in Eretz Yisrael? And Rav Kook and all of those followers in Eretz Yisrael, they say, Pungfaket, that living in Eretz Yisrael is Ikare Amuna, that's the whole Torah, is that we should get to Eretz Yisrael and build the base of Mikdash and serve Hashem in the Holy Land, and Ein Hashem L'kechabam, Reshna L'achz Hashanah. And the Rambam doesn't count it because it's such an important fundamental yisod. He doesn't count it because it has a shavish asiri, the tenth shavish, and Sefer Mitzvot. Rambam writes, Kolem, Gedolim, big rules of the Torah, he doesn't count. Doesn't count in mitzvahs. As was mentioned, who knows, maybe at least 100 times in the Torah. But it's such a big cloud, so it's not counted. So Faket, Rav Kook and his followers say, it adrabs the yisod. So according to... So in any way, if the Rambam is going to be, let's say, the Ramban school, like Rav Kook and the religious Zionist Rabbanim say, that it's a klal gadol that to do mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, to build a base midrash in Eretz Yisrael, it's fundamental to being Jewish, especially Am Yisrael. And if you're going to say, like the Rav says, that when there's a base of Mikdash, they talk about had a fifth kais to commemorate and to celebrate the gift of Eretz Yisrael, which is a core Jewish identity. So, the Rambam in the Manishtana, he has a question of Pesach, the Pesach is Tzli, and usually we eat all kinds of meats, but tonight we only eat the Tzli Yesh. And then he writes, but Bismana said that there's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't ask the question about Tzli. He says it in the halachas. He never said in the halachas that the number of koses changes from Beis HaMikdash, it were 5. Nowadays it's 4 with a fifth as an option. He says it about the Man Nishtana. So if the Rambam Taka would agree with this idea of the Rav, that there were really 5 koses, Bisman Beis HaMikdash, he would have written, Bisman Beis HaMikdash, you make 5, and Bisman is there, we only do 4, like he says by the Man Nishtana, that we had a fifth kasha, and we take it away, Bisman is there, Sochayra, you can't say this word in the Rambam, so it's still Shver. Basically, it's a Shver Zach. If Eretz Yisrael is a Yisoid in the Jewish identity, in Jewish religion, and in Torah, so then why don't we have a fifth cup? Okay. Now, let's say a little bit about Halacha, and then we'll come back to this. There's a very big problem that the Kesef Mishnah, usually Kesef Mishnah explains Rambams. This one place, he says he does not know Mamash what the Rambam is talking about. He says it's a Tmir Gedola. What's this Tmir Gedola? The Rambam makes a chilek between the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kibush, Abayis, Rishain, and Chazakah by Sheni. He says that the first Kedushas Haaretz, once we lost the land to the Babylonians, is gone because Kibush of Yeshua was rescinded by the Kibush of the Babylonians. So the Kedushas Haaretz went away also. So there's no mitzvah of Chumash and Maisus during the 70 years. He says the second time we came into the land of Israel was Chazakah. We didn't conquer it, we just settled the land. Chazakah lo b'teila. So therefore, even after the Romans conquered the land of Israel, Kedushas Ha'aretz is Kitchel L'Shaita Kitchel L'Shalava, Kedushas Ha'aretz is forever and ever. Because Mishnah says, if a state Mishvos the Rambam Reto, because he says, Chazaka is not forever, Chazaka as long as you're living there. The Romans chased us off the country. How do you say that the Chazaka lo b'teilam? So, in these are the kasha. Reb Chaim Brisker, in his Sefer, the Rambam, he says, he has a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings a pasuk about this chiluk of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. The Yerushalmi says in the Chumash, you'll go into exile, you'll do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch will bring you back to the land, ve'hitivcha v'hibucha ma'versecha. It'll be better the second time than the first time. So Yerushalmi, how is the second time better than the first time? We don't, the second time they were poor and they were under the Persians. So how is the second time? Ben Shalmi says, Ve'tivchem Avasecha means the first time the Kedusha can be Petela, because of the Kiddush of the Babylonians, we sins the Kedusha Sa'aretz. Ve'tivchem Avasecha, the second Kiddush of Chazok is the Olam Void. No matter what happens, it's forever. That's the Ve'tivchem, it's Xeris HaKosim. That's what Chaim says. So I wanted to say a pshat in this Xeris HaKosuv, which the Rambam says is Kibush and Chazaka. I want to say a pshat like this. We know that there are two levels of bailus. There's a bailus of a kinyan. I own something. It's Shali. There's another level of bailus that this Heftza, which I own, is Bishusi. It's under my control. Because the Gemara says that if it's stolen, then I cannot be makna or be magdish, things which were stolen, because even though it's shali, but it's not b'shusi. So we see that normal ownership has a double level. It's mine, but it's under my legal control. Now, Eretz Yisrael belongs to Am Yisrael forever. The Gemara says every single Jew in the world, all time, has four Amos in Eretz Yisrael. He can, God forbid, when he has to be buried, family has a right to demand from the Israeli government, you must give him four amas, it belongs to him, someplace. And the Rambam says you can even use those four amas to make a kinyan. Agav. Okay. So what did the Goyim who conquered the land, what did they take away from Am Yisrael? They couldn't take away the kinyan of Shali, that the land belongs to Am Yisrael. Because like any other Geneva, you can't take it away. You can't rescind the guy's kinyan just because you steal it. What they do take away is the Rishus, this level of control, legal control. It's not Rishus Am Yisrael anymore. It's Rishus the Goyim, during the time of Golus. So that's Xeris HaKosuv. Xeris HaKosuv is that the Kedushas HaOretz depends on the Bailus of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael has to be kind of Eretz Yisrael. So the first Kedushas HaOretz, the first time, that Kedusha depends on Kinyan of Am Yisrael and the land is Shel Am Yisrael, plus it's Beshus Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael has control, legal control. Once the Babylonians threw the Jews out, we lost the Beshus, and the Kedushas Aretz is also gone, because that Kedushas Aretz needs Beshus. Then there's Xeris HaKosuv, Tivchem Avasecha, the second time, once we make that Kinyan of Chazaka, we settle it's a Kinyan of Chazaka, the Kedusha kicks in the second time, and that Kedusha stays even though we get, unfortunately, driven off the land. So we lost legal bailus called Rishus, that we lost. However, we still maintain the Kinyan of Shaloi, Am Yisrael. So the Kinyan of Shaloi is sufficient to maintain Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chiluk. So maybe we could say a word like this. We could say that's why the Rambam, he thinks that Eretz Yisrael is... It is a Yisoid, but the Kedushas always has to be functioning. And sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes we have complete Kinyan and Rishus. Sometimes we only have a Kinyan without Rishus. So in order to reflect this quasi on-off type of situation, flickering, we don't. So therefore, the Rambam decided that instead of being a chiyuv, it's only a rishus. Maybe you could say a zapshin. I wanted to say, as far as the other mefarshim, that Eretz Yisrael is a core concept in Yiddishkeit. So why is there no fifth cup? Why is there no fifth cup? could say, first of all, you could say there is a cup for Eretz Yisrael. The third kais is a kais of Birchas HaMazon. Everybody's very confused. How is Birchas HaMazon have anything to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Maybe you'll say, okay, because it's a Birchas HaMazon for the matzah, and the matzah is the meal, and the meal matzah, so it's chavos, so the Birchas HaMazon sort of celebrates Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's for the matzah. Maybe that's the pshat. I don't believe it's because you say a few words there. Al Sheitzei Sonu merits Mitzrayim for the base of Adam. Mentioned Bismillah. They mentioned the Torah. Steruch Agav. It's mentioned. It has nothing to do with. That's not the reason. Either you might say it's because of the matzah. That's the lechem. So, or you can say a word like this. You could say. And I don't know. I have looked at it. I didn't see anyone who says it. To me, it's a pretty clear thing. It says in the Chumash, "V'chalta v'savata uveirachus Hashem lokecha al ha'aretz ha'tayva shnasanoch." Torah doesn't say uveirachus Hashem lokecha al ha'lechem ha'shnasanoch. It says al ha'aretz. So we see that Birchas HaMazon basically is a bracha for Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and fat. Okay, it's a bracha for Eretz Yisrael. More than the food is just an excuse, so it's a reason to give a bracha for Eretz Yisrael. But basically, I'm a bracha for Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that could be. In other words, that's the Ve'Habesi. That's the bracha for the Ve'Habesi, the Birchas HaMazon. I got Eretz Yisrael. That's mamish the pasuk. So I am making a curse for Eretz Yisrael, the third cup. That could be. Another idea you could say is like this. This is also an interesting idea. Why is Taka Eretz Yisrael? I mean, let's call it a core concept. Why is it a core concept? Why is it different, I don't know, than putting on tefillin, chveis, some other mitzvahs I say? Why is this a core concept? The answer is like this. All the Jewish philosophers who talk about the core concepts, Yisod Emunah, every single one puts as a Yisod Hashgacha Pratis. Besides the fact that God exists, God gave us a Torah, gave us a way to live, but Hashgacha Pratis, God is involved in our lives, and there's Chava Onesh, there's reward and there's punishment. That everybody says. Bachya, Rambam, anyone who counts a mitzvah has to say, counts Ikar Emunah, says Hashgacha Pratis. Now, where does Hashgacha Pratis express itself more than any, in which area does it express more than any other area in the Torah? Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is mentioned again and again and again in the Torah. 98% of the time, it's mentioned to demonstrate God's involvement in the Jewish destiny. Again and again and again, Eretz Yisrael is the litmus test, is the platform, it's the test tube of Hashgacha Pratis. That's why it's a Yisoid. That's the Yisoid. That Eretz Yisrael is at the core of our experience as Torah Jews, is because that's where we see Hashgacha. That's where Hashgacha Pratis is. So my mail is like this. What is Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What are we celebrating? We're celebrating the fact that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he's Rav HaChalav. What are we celebrating in Yetzias Mitzrayim? We're celebrating Hashgacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu got involved in history to change human history to produce the Jewish people and to save us from suffering and bring us out to freedom. So the Yisod, the major lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yisip Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Hashgacha. B'chol dor v'dor amdon l'chal oseinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam. That's what it is. That's what we're celebrating. That's what we're focusing. And what is Eretz Yisrael? It is the main expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashgacha of Am Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. When the Satan Matar Atzchem Be'ito, God forbid the other way, by Vadatem, it's where Hashgacha Pratis is expressed. So my mail like this, all four Kosos celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. All four kosas are celebrating Hashgacha. Someone's celebrating Eretz Yisrael right there. I don't need a separate fifth cup for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a way that we see God's Hashgacha of Am Yisrael. So in the first cup, the second cup, anytime I mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is Hashgacha. And what is Yetzias Mitzrayim? Hashgacha is from a Mela. In other words, the Kasha Fasach Nishtan. The Kasha Fabasach Nishtan. Why don't you have a fifth cup for the Hevesi that became to Eretz Yisrael? We go to Eretz Yisrael. We're celebrating Eretz Yisrael. We're celebrating Hashgacha. The whole Haggad is the story of Hashgacha Pratis. That's what I would suggest, Laniv Zdaiti, why you don't have the separate fifth cup. I want to say one last idea why there is no fifth cup for the fifth Lashon of Gula for Hevesi Eshem El Ha'aretz. This, I think, is a very interesting idea. We say in the Haggadah, Ani Hashem, Ani v'lo acher, v'lo shliach. What's that emphasis so much? So much. What? Even Moshe Rabbeinu's name is completely missing. In Sefer Shemos, it's almost every paragraph his name is there. But in the Haggadah, we take it completely out. Why is this so important? The answer on both sides like this. You know, life is very, very complicated. But life, as far as Torah and Judaism is concerned, there are only really two players in life. There's God and there's us. Kadosh Baruch Hu and people. That's what life is all about. Now, in this arena called life, where there are really only two players, Ribbono Shel Olam and people. Sometimes the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does things. Sometimes people do things. And sometimes there's a combination. A little bit Rebbeinu Shel Olam, a little bit people. We combine. Yetzias Mitzrayim, what we're emphasizing in our God is, it was only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There was nobody else. Okay, that is only a Kadosh Baruch Hu does it completely. He took control. And it was completely milamala. Completely, Kadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Esakeitz, there was nothing human, there was no human contribution whatsoever. Whatsoever. That's a very big yisod. That's a big yisod in the Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. It's a story of only one player. There's only one player in that act. Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chvod of Atzma, and nobody else. That's the yisod. Therefore, you don't mention Matan Torah. Why don't I mention Matan Torah? It's an amazing, important thing. We left them trying to get the Torah, like the Rav said, L'kach Eschem Li La'am. Why don't we mention Matan Torah? The answer is because Matan Torah, we say Matan Torah, God gives the Torah. But there's also Kabbalah as a Torah. We accepted it. Matan Torah was not a one way, only a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only actor. And Matan Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu plus Am Yisrael. And that is not to be mentioned at Seder night. Seder night is only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Even something as important as Matan Torah is not mentioned, because in Matan Torah, people are also actors in what's in that drama. And that is not for this night. This night is only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's night. There is no people whatsoever. Memela, there's no trace of Matan Torah in the Haggadah. And that's why Eretz Yisrael is left out of the Haggadah, even though it says Ve'hevesi, Abingat Eretz Yisrael, which is the fifth Lashon. But Eretz Yisrael is not just Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Am Yisrael has to make a kibush. Am Yisrael has to conquer the land. Am Yisrael has to make a chazakah. Am Yisrael has to be makadish the land. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the gift, but we have to make our contribution. Otherwise, there's no kedushas haaretz. There's no bias kulchem. If you're not there, if you don't do it, Am Yisrael, there's no kedushas haaretz Yisrael. It's a combination of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with Am Yisrael, and that has no place. Seder night is only things which Rebbeinu Shel Olam does completely himself. Not even Am Yisrael can have a trace. Ani v'lo acher, lo shliach. Not even Am Yisrael has anything to contribute to the Gulas Mitzrayim. It's purely a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzma. Memela, in a Hanami, And the Chanami, like the Ramban says, that to come to Eretz Yisrael is a core yisod in Torah. It's not just one mitzvah. It's at the core of the Torah, because, as we said, it's the platform for Hashgacha. Hashgacha, Pratis, is a core element of what it means to have Torah and be a Jew. And Eretz Yisrael is definitely a core, but it's a combination of a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Am Yisrael. And there are no combinations, Seder Night. Seder Night is only one actor, the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. Mamela Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vilakachti, that's there. You have the four cups. But the fifth idea, the Hevesi, since Am Yisrael is part of that, it's not celebrated Seder Night. Okay, we should be Zoicha for a Shleim of Mehav Mehav Mehav.